I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you everybody for coming tonight. We have a pretty short agenda tonight. We don't have any special programs. Does anybody have any questions or comments on tonight's agenda?
No?
Any questions or comments on matters not on tonight's agenda? Okay. Motion to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of December 13, 2017. Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor? Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board approves the following resignations.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education approves the following employees to return to their position.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education appoints the following individuals as substitutes for the 2017-2018 school year as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the board of education approves the following appointments for the 2017-2018 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Russ, is this an additional security guard based on hours? We're not adding.
We're not adding a head. This is just, we have limited, actually, the number of security guards, but, you know, with all the posts we have, but they're all part-time on every one of them.
Right. So the budget's not increasing. It's another person that we can pull from.
No. The only thing I've done this year is I added to the middle school those couple of hours, or a couple of days, 3 days or 4 days a week.
Right.
But that was earlier on just because I needed more of a rotation.
All in favor?
Wait, I have another question. The
811,
the two going in, are they going in? They're not 811, they're going to be now?
Yeah.
Yes. One is actually a push-in, so we're pushing a student into the 811 program for part of the day. And the other one is...
Pushing a parent in?
No, pushing a student in. So for that portion of the day that the student is being pushed in, he is accompanied by a parent. So we have to compensate the parent accordingly, based on the stipend.
And the other one?
Oh, I'm sorry. The other one is a tuition student that we received this year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
No.
This paraprofessional stipend is for any para in the 811 class. Any para at all. It's not one para in the class.
Yes, but we have a student that is pushing into the class for a portion of the day. So doing that time that the student...
No, I got it.
Okay.
But, okay.
It's in the contract.
Anybody I understand, but I always thought it was one... Para in that class got the stipend.
No, every para in that class.
It does. They do.
Any single para
that's in our 811 program gets the stipend contractually.
Yes.
So we have approximately, what, 40, I'm going to say?
Across the board, we have about 58. So in the program, we have about 35.
So 35 of them, of the paras, receive this.
It's contractually, we've been doing it for many.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yep. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following rate of pay for substitute teachers as of January 1, 2018.
This is based on an increase in the minimum wage, correct?
Mm-hmm. Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following contract in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract, as well as at the established cost contained in said contract, and authorizes the president to sign said contract.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Board of Education has appointed an independent claims auditor to review bills and authorize the processing of payment during the period between the Board of Education meetings. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the report by the independent claims auditor for the month of December 2017 and authorizes payment of the monthly bills listed on warrants for the month of December 2013 as audited by the independent claims auditor as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the budget transfers.
So I asked Carol a question or two about this. On the larger budget transfers for, I don't know, do you have the info on it?
Yeah.
The reason I'm not reading it is because it's confidential given
the last part?
Yeah.
What is that?
That is for students that, due to living conditions, are now classified as homeless.
Okay.
And we are obligated to provide transportation to them for the remainder of the school year.
From where to where?
They were living here during the school year.
Uh-huh.
At some point during the school year, something happened with their living conditions, which caused them to be displaced. So they are classified now as homeless.
Living in another home.
It could be a shelter. They could be doubling up with another family.
Uh-huh.
They could be doubling up with their grandparents.
So we're bussing them here.
We're bussing them here because they're entitled to still retain their education here in Santa Maria. Every school district is obligated to do this.
For how long?
Yeah. You could actually do it for a full calendar year. It's depending on the circumstances of the family. Each case is individualized in the sense that once they secure permanent housing, then it's no longer the responsibility of the district, or if they secure a housing within a shelter, it becomes the responsibility of DSS, which is the Department of Social Services.
So do we,
we monitor very closely.
Yeah, do we monitor to make sure that they're living in a different district?
Absolutely.
That they're not, that's not the residential district, and they don't want to come back?
Yes, as a residential officer, I actually do home visits.
Yes.
So I've been to Patrick, I've been to Wading River, I've been all over the
place. There's an enormous amount of money.
Just remember, it also could be somebody's house goes on fire.
Yeah.
Put aside the situation, that's a horrible situation.
Yep.
I'm happy to pay for that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Are we ensuring that
absolutely
there is no abuse?
Absolutely. We ensure that there isn't abuse, and we actually check on it over the course of, like, every 6 weeks to ensure that the situation hasn't changed, because sometimes, unfortunately, parents may not necessarily notice that they've got a permanent residence because they love the district and they don't necessarily want to take their kids out of a stable situation, which we've had situations like that as well.
And that's one where we can push back and say,
and we have to.
We're not
and
paying
we
for that, we don't have to.
And we have. Okay. So we've had situations like that in
the home district should be paying, and we push back to their home district.
So we check every 6 weeks
every
as to whether this is appropriate.
To confirm as to, not whether it's appropriate, whether it's if the conditions are still valid.
Now, is this budget transfer for
transportation
that we've provided to date, or is it transportation that we are providing going forward?
It's provided moving forward, because we don't know how long.
And these are non-budgeted
yes
expenditures.
Absolutely. These are unforeseen expenses. That's how we would describe it. Unforeseen expenses. It's not something that we can predict, unfortunately. And it's not something that we have sort of money put aside in the event something like this occurs. Yeah.
No, that's it. All in favor?
Yes.
Yep. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the treasurer's report for the month of November 2017.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. I'm just looking at an email from Carol. Yes, on this regarding the quarterly update. I don't know, do you remember off the top of your head when she said we were going to see that, the update on from Jill?
By the end of this month.
By the end of this month?
Yes.
Okay. Because I look at this and it doesn't, you know, doesn't help me.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the student activity treasurer's report for the middle school and the high school for the month of November 2017.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Now, so I'm going to give you an example why this doesn't help me, just to go back. Mm-hmm. So when we look at that unanticipated budget transfer for transportation.
Yeah.
You know, and then I look and say, under here, transportation, what did we, current year to date, $480,000, projected 1.6. Nowhere do I see that with that additional 90,000.
Mm-hmm. But is that November?
Doesn't matter. It's November 30th.
But I'm saying, that's up to November 30th. Am I missing something? When did that occur?
Well, this occurred today for prospective, he said.
Yeah. Right, for the future.
But I'm saying, even so, let's assume this was December or January 15th. This 480 would be bigger, mm-hmm. but it would, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be clear that the projected expenditures increased. Maybe it would. Maybe she would bump that number up by that amount of money.
What are we going to see?
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the revision to the 2018-2019 budget development calendar.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Announced.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the recommendations of the committees on special education and preschool special education for the months of November, December 2017-2018 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries announced.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the following individual for the 2017-2018 emergency preparedness.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education conducts a first reading of the following policy.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the change of the following Board of Education meeting dates for the 2017-2018 academic year. Change from Wednesday, April 18th, 2018 to Wednesday, April 11th, 2018.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. Questions or comments from the community on items not on the agenda tonight? Great. Dates to remember, next Board of Education meeting will be January 24th.
It's a record. We're just curious. I'm just curious if it's a record.
Yeah. Yeah. Record meeting?
7:42.
Yeah, okay. That would be the long exact. I count that as the time, like, until I'm in my door. It's not how long. You guys are here.
I don't think it's a record anyway. I think it's
a record. So, motion to adjourn to executive session with the agenda for purposes of discussing matters in peril of public safety if disclosed. Employment matters. Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes, motion carries unanimously.